a feeling that Colorado was going to be your sweet spot and check most of your boxes, but yeah, that is obviously a deciding factor, right? Like, even my wife hates my Nerf bars, but I've got the off-road ones that are basically like sandpaper, so wrecks her shins on them. Hates them for different reasons, but like, this truck I have now, just being a different trim package, sits up about 3 inches taller than the last truck that I drove. So you can use that to your advantage or disadvantage too, depending on what you're looking at. Like, this truck sits way higher than the last one. The other one was like a lowrider. And, I mean, I don't know. I had the big Nerf bars, but you're right. The ones that drop down, the automatic ones, those do go lower, and they are wider.
And you could probably install them yourself. The Nerf bars I had on my last truck were self-installed, reasonably priced, and completely... no rust situation. The mounting brackets were powder coated stainless steel, and the running boards were a real heavy duty plastic that even held my fat butt. But if you're looking at the Colorado, make sure you don't get it with whatever the off road package is, and then it'll automatically be a lower vehicle. And then do get it, and then do go and take Andrea to test it out with a Nerf bar, just to see how she does with a Nerf bar. You know, see if she, you know, has more or less the capability, and then you can go ahead and get those electric ones, and then get the Colorado that you want anyway. And I heard you guys complaining about the price tags. My F-150 Lariat was somewhere in the neighborhood of 74, so it is what it is. All right, I'm out. Sean, WNF.